to the live cast.
Hello.
As you can tell, it's probably going to be a very informal episode.
This week, as opposed to the other
ones. As opposed to the other really informal episodes that we've done for literally 44 episodes.
Hey, math.
Yeah, welcome to episode 45. I'm your host, Deanna. To my right is Dan.
Hello.
To his right is Adam.
Whoa, I'm second this time.
To his right is Sydney.
Hello.
To her right is Pat.
Hi.
And to his right is Greg.
Yo.
Is that really right or is it a cross?
To her, a cross.
It's close enough.
Pat, and then like, to
if
Pat's
you keep
right
going right, and then right.
Two rights
if
make
you
a
go
left.
Right till
three
you get a person.
Make a left.
Yeah.
Wait, no.
Who am I fighting?
Fight.
So, Christmas was this week.
Was it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was.
Did you guys have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
Crap.
Okay.
Good shit.
I felt bad because my mom had to play sober while I was drinking at the Christmas party because my grandmother fell down the stairs.
Oh!
She's fine.
Oh, okay.
But she's like, God damn it, I have to be responsible now. Meanwhile, I'm like, I've had like four drinks.
So it's just like on the ground. There's two people on the ground, one of which is Sydney, one of which is Sydney's grandmother fell down the stairs. So like 911 shows up. They're like, who's in? She's like, nah, I'm fine. Get my grandma.
No, it was like because we got Chinese food and she comes careening into the kitchen. She's like, oh my God, I'm so drunk. I've only had two drinks.
Your grandmother?
I'm like, that's bullshit. She had two drinks that were both like 20 ounces each.
I aspire to drink like your grandmother one day.
Meanwhile, I'm like, I've had two drinks and I'm fine.
Yeah, I just had two big gulps.
I doubt that.
I was fine.
Yeah, we've learned from personal experience.
No, because these were drinks that were already pre-poured for me, so I couldn't.
Oh,
feel
so
like,
you couldn't put like
half. Yeah, no.
Okay.
I was fine.
I found out that breeding Pokemon when with family is a great way to distract yourself. So like, say they're having a conversation that you don't like. Look down. Hey, now I'm breeding for Pokemon. And you know, like, you're, like, not entirely paying attention, but it's still enough to mute up the conversation. So, like, when they talk to you, you're like, oh, yeah, I'm still here. And you can continue to breed with one hand. It's very efficient.
Luckily, I don't have those kinds of problems in my family. I can just sit there and talk. I don't have to ignore them. And it's great. That's great. It's amazing.
Huh?
I ate a lot of food.
Yeah, a lot of food.
Oh, man. The fucking ham my mom made this time.
The ham is always, like, the best part of all
but
the
like
meals.
This time, you don't even understand. It was extra special. I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know what she did, but it was extra honey. Extra ham. Together.
Extra ham.
Extra honeyed. Extra ham. It was delicious. I'm sitting here, like, usually it's like, I got my ham and I got, like, everything else. I was like, after I finished my first plate, I was like, give me, like, more ham. And I just ate ham for, like, two more plates.
I have to do that because the only other option for meat at my Christmas dinner is roast beef.
Oh, yeah.
And then my aunt was like, oh, the ham isn't as good this year. I'm like, don't tell me that. But the potatoes were top tier.
Potatoes, dog. Can we talk about potatoes for once?
Absolutely.
Absolutely talk about potatoes.
Potatoes are the most amazing vegetable ever created.
Yes.
They are amazing. They go with anything. They go with everything. They can be prepared in so many different ways. There's so many types of potatoes, and all of them are amazing.
Greg, I was watching the Travel Channel last night, and they were in Ireland for, like, a destination
was
thing.
That, they have, like, a potato festival.
They had a whole meal of potatoes, and I was like, sign me the fuck up.
I want to believe that there's a potato festival in Ireland, you know, just like just like the exact opposite of their previous fate.
Potato festival?
Let's make our own potato festival. I'm not much of a chef, but I'll learn. I'll learn how to prepare potatoes in all different types of ways, and we bring the love of potatoes to the entire world. I want to create a potato religion where we worship our own potato. And not tomato. Tomato's the evil.
If you worship them, does that mean you can't eat them?
No, nah, he wants us to eat him. Oh. He wants us to bring him sweet relief.
How did you find out this potato's intentions?
So one time I was eating a fuckload of potatoes, right, and then I went to sleep.
Okay.
Some people call it a food coma. I called it a vision. And then Lord Potato came unto me and said, "My son." And I was like, "Does that mean I'm a potato?" And he was like, "Yeah." And that's where it ended. I woke up soon after that, and ever since then, I've been a changed man, you know? Shit. Before, you know, I would eat, like, sweets and shit, but now I love my wholesome, savory potatoes. Anyways, Thanksgiving, I mean, Christmas is
Christmas fun. Happens once a year. For an extended period of time.
Yes.
I was gonna tell the story about my headphones, but I know Amazon's listening, so I can't let them. Long story short, so this Christmas, my little brother, he plays like Call of Duty and various other things with friends on console still, and he doesn't have his own headphones, and me and my brother do, so he'd end up taking one of ours, which is a minor inconvenience. So me and my brother, separately, were like, we're going to buy headphones, so we each got headphones. Christmas Day comes, he opens up my headphones first, and my brother's like, motherfucker, and then he opens up his. Turns out, they shipped me the wrong headphones. I ordered like a USB one with like a USB port and like a mic on it, but I ended up getting this like wireless Bluetooth one. This thing over here. So I'm like, well, this is wrong. I'm gonna get my money back. And then, I'm just happenstance. I happen to Google it. I find that these pair of headphones are worth $300. And I paid about $60 for those headphones. So, I am keeping these headphones. Thank you, Amazon. The funny thing is, so I wake up the next day and I check my phone and I have my Gmail synced up to my phone. And then I see an email from Amazon and they ask me, Gregory, hi. How satisfied are you with your recent purchase? Very. Oh, man. Good stuff. And, oh, my God. I haven't had, like, sound-canceling fucking headphones in a long time, and it's so good. I love it. Because, like, I've been listening to, like, I'm all about music. I fucking love listening to all different types of music, different kinds that invoke different emotions and technical bullshit. And I usually use earbuds because they're cheap and they're good enough. But, like, you know, sometimes, like, songs, they have, like, lots of highs and lows and you have to struggle to find the balance because especially with fucking earbuds, something gets too loud, it hurts. So I've been going deaf because I'm not able to properly control earbuds and it's been showing. Like, I just frequently people just talk to me. I'm just like, I guess you can't see that. Listeners, but I ignore them because I'm deaf. And so it's nice to actually have some nice fucking headphones blasting music really loud and it doesn't hurt me. Which is great. I like not pain. Not pain is great. So in other words, Christmas was great. Amazing. I loved it.
I found out the day after Christmas, I visit this little website, courtesy of Pat, called MassDrop.
Oh shit, what's our discount code?
We don't have one. I was just saying, I've been looking at exactly two dice sets on MassDrop for a very long time. And the thing with MassDrop is that they have limited time to buy things, and they buy it in bulk, so like you save money or whatever. Both sets were available yesterday, on sale. I got one for like $24, and it's a full metal set. It's purple. Sydney wanted a set, so I like had an alert. It was so good.
I'm so happy.
Instead of like $40 for a pair of set of dice.
$24.
Fucking. And then I also found.
$24.
For metal.
Okay.
For metal. They're not plastic. Bad. And then I found an opaline set. So it looks like it was carved out of like the gemstone. And that I got those because.
Because you have a problem?
Because I have a problem.
I have too much dice too. I'm sitting here, I'm like, is there a reason I have 20 sets of dice?
No.
No, there isn't. But it just keeps growing. And I lose some and I get more. I lost one D6. Time to buy another set.
Yeah. I've been trying to find a set of like 100 metal D6 for the longest time.
That sounds expensive.
Yeah, yep. That's going to be real expensive.
Yeah, there's a reason I haven't bought 100 metal D6 yet. It's because it's expensive. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to spend that much money all at once on dice. Over a period of time, maybe.
That's how you so justify it. Plan.
Down payment.
Down payment. Yeah, they add it to your phone bill.
They better not. My phone bill's pretty cheap. Anyway.
Anywho.
Games?
Yes, games.
Games. Games.
They exist.
Yes, they do.
They are a thing.
The only new one I played this week. I don't think I played any.
Sorry, like I remembered stuff I played, so now I'm not going to be worthless.
Yes. Yes.
Please continue.
I haven't played anything new this week. That's it.
Oh, okay. Then I'll just start. So, recently PlayStation... released two demos for the PlayStation 4, Nier Automata and Gravity Rush 2. Now, these are two games that I've been hearing a lot about, specifically Nier, because it's recently grown a very cult following as a, like, people are like, this game is, like, amazing. Like, there's some people who, like, think they're, like, some of the best games ever made. And so I'm like, this is interesting. But the general consensus is they're, like, these RPGs with garbage gameplay and amazing storytelling and writing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so what ends up happening is this most recent one is made by the same team with assistance from Platinum Games. Now, for those who don't know who Platinum Games are, they're the dope-ass motherfuckers who have made Bayonetta, fucking Metal Gear Revengeance. They're guys who understand how to make gameplay feel good. Like Halle Berry in that one movie that I don't remember the name of. But,
Is it X-Men?
Yeah, X-Men. It was Catwoman. And so I'm like, well, this is good. Yes. So I played the demo and it's interesting. The gameplay feels pretty good. It's like, it feels like your standard Platinum game. It feels really good. I only have like one minor complaint. That's like very minor. They have this like shoot function where, so you have a little robot buddy beside you who shoots guns and there's no like reload or anything like that. So effectively, the optimal way to play the game is to always have him shooting. So effectively, you hold R1 the entire time. So the game forces you into claw grip to just start the game because you always have to play optimally. At least you have to always have R1 down. So it like forces you into claw grip just by default. And I'm like, I feel like they could have just not had your little robot buddy shoot. So if it just doesn't, I don't know. It just seems like pointless design, which is a nitpick. But, so the general sort of gist of the game is, you're like playing a Lolita robot lady, mm-hmm. who's like also a badass, ass-whooping samurai with like two swords and a little robot buddy. And so you're sort of sent there. It's like you're sort of briefed on your mission, and then you sort of get sent into like, it looks like an abandoned factory with like rust and shit everywhere. And you're told you need to take down like a Titan-level threat. So you're going through and you're just killing shit. And then things get dangerous. Then you get support from like a robot buddy who's like another like Lolita boy. I don't know if that's a term, but that's what he looks like.
It is now. Lolita.
And so they have like this interesting like world building. Like there's very like little dialogue, but like every line like paints the world in a broader stroke, which is cool. And I'm not gonna spoil what ends up happening, but it's pretty fun. Gameplay's pretty tight. I'm interested in the world and to see where it goes from there. It's almost like a contained story in this one demo, which is a nice touch. Now, Gravity Rush. Gravity Rush 2 is going to come out soon. I don't actually know the date.
Quick question. Yeah. Is Nier Automata a timed demo? Was it like one weekend, or is it going to be available
for
a while?
It's still available. Yeah, okay. It's still available. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's still available.
Okay.
Yeah, I downloaded it last night.
Because I like
Nier Automata.
And no, I mean, then, like the demo of it has a weird name. Then there's just a series of numbers after it. I don't know if it was meant to.
It's 2B.
No, it was like 20 numbers. I don't know if it was meant to be like that, but it might have just been a weird store thing.
Because I watched someone play like a playthrough of Nier for like 3 episodes, and then they stopped. So I liked it from that. I haven't ever played it myself, but.
Yeah, it's not like a Neo beta or something. Like usually betas are the ones that leave, but demos just kind of stay up.
Oh, okay.
next game, Gravity Rush. This was like, this was, the first one was like a Vita game. Everybody's like, this was fucking great. Why is this on the Vita? And so everyone was like, everyone was talking about how good this game was, but never, like, no one played it because it was on the Vita. So they released it on PlayStation 3, I believe, and then everybody's like, this game is great. So the sequel's coming out, and here's the demo. I played it. It's fucking, it's dope. It's amazing. So effectively, this game is about two pretty girls who can, like, release gravity's effect on them and nearby things. They have control of gravity, effectively. So what that means you can do is you can just sort of get up and, like, fly by sort of redirecting where gravity is supposed to shift you. So you release gravity's hold on yourself, rise into the air, and nearby people. I'll get into that later. So you rise into the sky, and then you change gravity to force you in one direction. So that makes you able to, like, do high-flying moves in an open world that feels... It's not, like, open world. It's, like, condensed, like, hubs where you can sort of play around with. And it's a whole lot of fun. One of the things is you're also kind of a menace, but everyone loves you anyways. So it's like, so whenever you remove gravity on yourself, you also do it for the nearby area. So people and their, like, pets and boxes and shit start rising into the sky with you. And you start flying around and people get, like, thrown about and shit. And they're like, yeah, hey, it's you. Like, they're still fans of you for some reason. And so you're able to just, like, fly around. You have all these powers. You can, like, pick up stuff with, like, telekinesis and throw them at stuff. You have, like, different forms. You can, like, increase your gravity and, like, do, like, very, like... What's it called? It's fighting style. Doesn't matter. You sort of, like, switch your fighting style. You can, like, make yourself super light and then you become super fast. It's dope. It's also gorgeous. It's, like, a very cel-shaded art style and it's fucking great. But I'm just gonna jump off this game to talk about something a little bit, just for a little bit. This is something more open world games need. This is not an open world game, but I'm going to piggyback off this. Making movement fun. So, in most open world games, you just move a lot. And it's not interesting, Final Fantasy XV, you literally do nothing while you traverse the land. You want to know what my favorite fucking open world game is of all time? Spider-Man 2. For the PlayStation 2. This is the best open world game of all time because moving around is fun. I have literally put hours into that game just moving around. So when you're going from A to B, it's like it's not a drag. The game, the dopeness per hour that I talk about doesn't take a huge dip whenever you're not doing story content. It's just like, I want to see how good I can get at swinging. I want to fucking fly around the place. And this game does a lot of that. As you get better at manipulating the gravity and stuff, just moving around is fun. So getting to plot points and shit or whatever, it's just fun. Just fun the whole fucking time. There's no lulls in the gameplay because moving around uses the same functions as combat and all that shit. So it's just one neat, cohesive experience that's super dope and super fun. And I can't wait for both of these games to come out in 2017.
It's true. I never actually finished Spider-Man 2. I actually just swung for a while.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you don't even need to finish the game. I put like 100 hours into just swinging. Yeah. Maybe I beat it. I don't even care if I beat it. I probably did, though. Anybody else play anything?
I beat The Last of Us finally.
Ooh. Woo. I love The Last of Us.
It was real good.
I fucking love The Last of Us. That's like my top 5 games of all time.
Yeah.
I love that. I thought that game was like, that shit blew me the fuck away. It's just like, oh man. I can't even. It's just like, what a. It's just what I can't even describe into words how much I love The Last of Us. I remember when I was like the Last of Us 2 demo, not the Last of Us 2, the Last of Us 2 teaser, which we didn't even talk about on this podcast.
Yeah, we didn't.
But like when that thing came out, I remember I was like, man, does this really happen? Because I was like everybody else who was like, no, this game is perfect. It doesn't need a sequel. And then Ellie started singing, and I was just like. And I was immediately just pulled back there, and like I just like fell in love instantly, and I was just immediately just brought back to that place, and I was like, I forgot how much I love this world that they crafted. I forgot how much I love these characters, because like it's hard to like. So like the game comes out, we everybody remembers that. Oh, the Citizen Kane of gaming, 10 out of 10 everywhere, and so like you're sitting there. it's almost like an Undertale situation where it's like, I liked the game, it was really good, and like everybody keeps talking about it, and you're like, yeah, I get whatever, man. And then the hater crowd comes up, and you start to like believe them almost a little bit. You're like, yeah, I guess it wasn't perfect. It had its flaws, because then like the haters come, all they talk about is the flaws, and all you start thinking about is the flaws. And then she starts singing, and I'm like, okay, fuck the flaws. It was amazing. Fucking blew me away. I love that game.
So. Yeah, what's your opinion on The Last of Us, Pat?
It was great. Oh my god.
Do you want, like, to put a little more depth into that one?
No.
Sounds good.
What about you, Sutton? You got anything to share?
I played The Last Guardian to completion, but I don't know if I should talk in depth about it because people want to play that game.
I do want to play the game, but I've heard a lot about, like, just the gameplay loop and stuff like that, but I haven't heard like anything about the story, so if you could just not say anything about that.
I mean, like, the story's in the last 10 minutes of that game. The rest is, like...
Okay, you just, like,
Shadow of the Colossus. It's all just environmental things.
Yeah.
I never played Shadow of the Colossus, or Ico, I think it is.
Yeah.
So I didn't really know what I was getting into. I was just like, this game is pretty, and I love Trico. I need him in my life. And then I played and was like, I really like this game. I'm a big fan of, like, environment, so the fact that that world is so gigantic and you're so small was just something that was really, really cool to me. The platforming is a little bit wonky sometimes because your boy is, like, he has two speeds. He's, like, limping, or he's just fucking running. I'm like, can we walk? And I'm holding on to the stick barely. I'm like, why are you sprinting?
He's like, Jaws.
Yeah.
Gotta go face.
It's like, little boy, please.
He grows up to be Doom Guy. It all makes sense. He's so mad because Trico got killed by demons. It makes sense.
Basically, I love that game. It's probably my game of the year, but that's because I've played, like, three. And two of them are the Fire Emblem Fates games.
Oh, poor you.
The life of not having games. Yeah. But, whatever.
Games.
I can't wait for game of the year time to roll around, and we're just like, I played two games that came out this year. Can't even make a fucking top five.
A top two.
Top two games of 2016, in my opinion.
The handling is a little bit weird, and my main complaint with it is the clipping, because, like, your boy is literally dangling off of Trico half the time, and he's, like, clipping in and out of the fur and into the backgrounds, and I'm like, okay.
I saw a lot of that.
I could forgive this, but, like, the game took so long to come out.
Yeah.
That it's, like, it's a small thing, but it's, like, you had time to polish this.
Yeah. That's in train wreck territory. That's why I'm so, like, that's why I was surprised the game is any good. Because, like, almost every, like, pretty much every game that goes into development hell comes out garbage. I can't even think of, like, a single, like, barring this, I can't even think of a single time the final product came out, like, any good? Most of the time, it's just garbage. And so, it's nice to hear that.
I love a game that can make me sad without saying any words.
Oh, yeah.
That's literally every Team Eco game.
There were a few scenes in this where I'm like, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm not crying. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Just silent tears.
Just silent tears as you just sit there.
It's raining indoors.
Indoors. Indoors. Indoors.
Take it away, Penny. That Penny has the most beautiful voice. Anyway.
Do you have anything else to say about The Last Guardian?
No, not really.
Anything else to say about other games?
I played Pokemon. I still am not done with that dex. I keep forgetting that, like, the people on GTS fucking suck.
Oh, you want this Weedle? Trade me in Arceus.
Like, I just want a Slowking. And it's like, give me a Goomy. I'm like, I don't know where you get Goomy. And then it was like, oh, you want this Sligoo? Here, I want another Sligoo from another region. I'm like, but I need the Sligoo. I don't need a foreign one, I just need one.
Oh, man.
I had a lot of trouble with GTS trying to find 4 and Ditto over the weekend.
Fucking, I hate it.
Did you succeed, though?
Yeah, it took me a long-ass time. So basically, you just have to sit there refreshing the GTS and get the Ditto before someone else does. Yep. Because, like, there's this new feature in it, which is fantastic. I don't know if you do this next in Y, but you can hide all the fuckers who are asking for legendary Pokemon for a Ditto.
Yeah, you can do that.
You can do that next in Y as well. You can just make sure you never see those fuckers ever again, which is really nice. And, so yeah, I did that, and I didn't just have to keep refreshing. And, you know, GTS takes a long time, like every internet thing in Pokemon does. So you'd just be waiting there for about 30 seconds, like, well, did I get it? No, alright, it was traded, alright, let's try again. Oh, God. It took a long time, and then some fuckers would name them, like, 6V, 5V, 4IV, like, in, like, weird characters.
Yeah.
So I eventually got one. It wasn't a Japanese one, it was a Spanish one, because people always go for the Japanese ones, but they don't know the ones from any other region work, just as well as the ones from Japan does. So I ended up getting...
No, it's the Masuda method. It has to be Japanese, right?
Anyway. No, yeah. Oh, Masuda, because it's Japanese. Yeah. It sounds Japanese. Oh, I get what you're saying.
I'm funny.
But yeah, GTS is a train wreck.
Long story short, GTA is
garbage. And I was trying to do that, like, I also subscribed to the subreddit. It's like Pokemon giveaway. And you get the Pokemon through the GTS. And you put up a Pokemon and they'll trade you. I can't even tell you how many times I put up like a fucking level 1 Wingull with 0 IVs and it was just stolen by someone else who just wanted it. Just to fuck with my day. It's like, hey, you know, it's like a fucking garbage ass level 1 Wingull. It's like, yeah, here, have a 6 IV Gibble. I'm like, what the fuck? What do you mean? Why are you doing this? You're just trying to ruin it.
What do you mean? They're giving you a 6 IV Gibble.
Yeah, and a fucking Beast Ball. It's fucking ugly and it's got fucking Sandveal. What the fuck was Sandveal? Gross. But that leads into my story. Hey, were you done with games that you played?
Yes. Right. I didn't play anything else.
I also did this thing where I'm a fucking idiot and I decided to breed for a shiny Geodude. Because I really like how Geodude looks in this. He looks like a little Cheeto. I think he's fucking adorable.
Does he turn orange?
He turns orange, yes. So he's just an angry rock.
Cheese puff.
He's a little angry cheese puff. So I really wanted to get the shiny for it. It took me 358 eggs.
Oh, man.
You don't know pain.
Yeah, which isn't as bad as it could have been.
Yeah.
But it still took a long time. So it took me like 15 hours to hatch those eggs. Maybe 10 to 15 hours. Like, while doing other things. Because, you know, breeding is so fucking mindless. So I can literally sit there, one hand do this, other hand do whatever the fuck I want. And after all that time, it wasn't the right ability. It wasn't the right IV spread.
Oh, man.
But it's shiny.
Yeah, but I can't use it. So Geodude gets 3 abilities. It gets Magnapole, which is very useful. Yeah, it's like an angry Cheeto.
Wait,
let me...
He's a curly Cheeto.
He gets Magnapole, which is a great ability, especially because, you know, in the metagame, there's a lot of steel types that are mean right now, like Celesteela and Kartana, and it very much destroys them. It gets Galvanize, which is another great ability, where it takes all your normal type moves, boosts the damage by 20%, and turns them all into electric types, so you get, like...
You also get Stab on
that. Yeah, so you get Stab Return plus 20%. On, like, a golem or something. But there's a third ability. It gets Sturdy. Guess what ability my shiny Geodude has?
Sturdy?
It gets Sturdy. So,
he's a two-bite Cheeto?
Yeah, he's a two-bite Cheeto. He's one with, like, a weird ball at the end of it.
Can he at least win Stealth Rock? Because you could
just use it for singles.
You could use them as suicide lead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But just think, I could have gotten like Stab Explosion too. It's so cool.
I always found it weird that the switching normal to another type moves also boost them.
Yeah.
I don't know why that was necessary. It used to be 50% too, which is stupid.
Yeah.
It's just like, you would think Stab would be enough, or just like taking all the amazing normal type moves and change them to your type would be good enough. But no, it's just like, yeah, no. We'll just give you Stab Return plus 20%
yeah.
For no reason.
Wait, so if it has Sturdy, does Self-Destruct not kill it?
It still kills it.
Yeah. Okay. See, that would be broken.
You're never getting off self-destruct before somebody hits you, too.
Because you're a geodude, because you're a golem, and your speed's like 5.
You just train your EVs in speed. Yeah. Give it a quick claw.
Oh, it's got speed.
Oh, quick claw. Quick claw explosion.
I can't wait for VGC. I protect on my Coco. Just fucking explode. 1 in 10 times it works.
Yep, and then you become the champion. He's got 10 times in a row.
But yeah, never chain breed for shinies with hidden abilities because it just won't fucking happen. It will happen if you're not me, but it won't happen if you're me. Yeah, it took a long time and I'm disappointed. But hey, I got to release 357 Geodude and man, it was satisfying to see all those fuckers leave.
How long did that take through Wonder Trade?
I didn't Wonder Trade them. Fuck. I gave up on Wonder Trade. Oh, it takes too long. I'm just releasing all the things every day.
It would be nice if like you go on a PC, you just drag highlight all of them and just put them into the trash can.
It would take that 45-minute process and made it 2 minutes.
That'd be nice. You just like dump the whole box. Yeah.
My children.
Crumple it up, throw it away.
My children I've raised from the ground up. Better survive out there. You won't. You have sturdy. Yeah,
What do you mean? They're better at surviving. Yeah. They're just worse at, you know.
Everything else.
Yeah, they're worse at living.
Yeah.
At least you didn't have to add 1,600 eggs.
Yeah, I guess.
1,600?
But I did that in X and Y when I was trying to hatch a shiny Absol with the Masuda method. Oh. I got to 1,600 and was like, fuck this. I hate everything.
You know what? That's why I don't do things like this. Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm done. I will never shiny hunt again, just because I like accomplishing things.
Yeah. You have the shiny badge too, right?
Yeah, I had the shiny badge and I was using the Masuda method, so it was like a 1 in 512, I think. It lowers it down too with that.
I can't wait to hatch 512 eggs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'll be that person.
And get nothing.
Oh, man.
Well, it's not guaranteed out of 512. It's just your chances every time an egg hatch.
Yeah, it's a 1 in 512 chance per egg, not overall.
Yeah, and there's some weird things you can do. Like, you can, like, there's this new method for hunting shinies that you can save after every 30.
Swap breeding.
Yeah, swap breeding, which is weird, and I don't want to try it, because it seems like it's cheating. Because, like, you hatch 30 eggs, and if your shiny isn't there, you reset the game, and you keep going until you get a shiny. But usually do with Magikarp, because they're so quick to breed. And then once you get a shiny, you reset, you swap the parents out, and it should be the same number should be a shiny. Because I guess the game decides.
Yeah.
Like.
There's lots of stuff like that, because I did like emulators a lot, and like lots of RNG effects were decided like long before.
Yeah.
Like you actually do the thing.
Like in Fire Emblem.
Like in Fire Emblem.
the turn your lord dies and you reset the game, the lord is still going to die that turn because the same enemy does the same thing.
Yeah. Like they get the 4% crit every single time and you lose.
I remember when like Fire Emblem Fates and Conquest or whatever came out. Fates is like the overall term.
Yeah.
Yes. Fire Emblem Fates came out, and I was just, this was like a couple of weeks after it came out, I was just browsing Tumblr one day, and someone had done, like, data mined the chances for the enemy to crit, or like, to hit, their displayed versus their actual.
Yeah.
And up until like 75%, it was like in the 90s, their actual percentage.
It was really weird. So like, the only problem is they could have just left the term as hit rate, and then it could have been any arbitrary number, but they say, like, hit rate percentage. And so, like, it made me even madder, because, like, I learned that, like, when you're, like, around, like, 50 or something, it's still, like, 50, like, it was, like, 52% or something. And I was just like, that means every 50-50 I lost was actually slightly more in my favor.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want to know the odds, because the odds just make me mad, because I know, like, oh, I should have had a 10% chance of losing there, and I lost.
Yeah.
So I should not have read that, because all I did was make me more salty. Because, like, now I'm sitting here at 85%, like, 85% isn't even 85%, it's like 95.34%. But how could I miss this? How indeed? How indeed?
I asked myself the same questions, Greg. I picked up Conquest after like 6 months off, did one mission, and all my team just fucking died over the course of like one turn because they all got like the 32% chance to get a crit. One unit soloed about 32 of those enemies.
Oh, gosh.
Bless you, Valoria.
Bless you.
Bless you. You're the real MVP.
So,
Dan? Are you done?
Kind of.
Okay.
I played Let It Die for a little while. Oh. I played that for like two or three hours, maybe.
What a strange.
So game. Yeah. So if you don't know what Let It Die is, it's like a...
Neither do we.
It's like a third-person hack and slash roguelike.
It's Suda51's take on the Dark Souls formula.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of. I want to say.
It's strange. It's a hard game to describe. After playing it, I'm like...
I mean, like, all of Suda's games.
Yeah.
It's really hard to describe any of his games.
But this is extra weird. There's so many, like, systems. This game has, like, 50 systems.
Like, 3 hours of just screens of things, of tutorials. I'm like, not even tutorials, just screens like, oh, yeah, hey, there's this part, too, where you can do this. I was like...
It's like, all right.
I just want to punch people. If I die, I want to start over and continue to punch the people.
I love... You can tell, when I heard about it, I was like, I don't know who this is from, but, like, you kill people, they explode into money, and you could, like, suplex them. Like, this is 100% a Suda51 game, if I've ever seen it.
Did you talk about it last week at all, or?
No.
Okay.
I actually didn't start it last week. It was, like, the day after the podcast I started.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, it's really weird. You pick a character, and then... You keep going until you die with them, and then you come back to life, and then your character will remain in the world. Yeah. And I didn't know it also can show up in other people's games, too, which I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. But, so that was what that was from.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what that tweet was from.
you also meet Weeaboo Mexican Grim Reaper.
Yes. Yeah, okay. On a skateboard.
On a skateboard.
On a skateboard. With 3D glasses.
Hey, senpai, I'm the Grim Reaper.
It's great. It's great.
What happened?
Carrie Fisher died.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Are you fucking serious?
Who's that?
Space Mom.
What? No, she was fine.
No, she was okay! I know!
They lied to us!
Oh my god!
Sorry, don't check your phones.
Okay. Was right on top!
No.
No.
She was only 60.
Oh, Carrie Fisher. I thought you said Gary.
I heard Gary too. And I went back and was like, okay. I don't know a Gary Fisher. I do know a Carrie Fisher.
Yeah. Oh. We like a minute. I need several. We have a moment of silence.
What the fuck? Oh, man.
This would make it easier. No, put on the guy.
God.
Fuck. Shit.
Fuck, man.
She was so dope.
She was... Okay, I'm gonna be fine.
Damn.
I'm not! I'm absolutely not gonna be fine, but I'll be fine for another 20 minutes, and that's what counts. Okay, Dan, what have you been doing this
so,
week?
So, in Let It Die...
Oh, I'm sorry!
Maybe let's not talk about Let It Die.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Okay. So let it die.
Oh.
You had a topic. Just finish it.
Where was I?
Mexican.
You could appear in other people's senpai. Games and the Grim Reaper.
Yeah, I think we're talking about the Grim Reaper dude, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's pretty cool.
He's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So then they have this weird thing, like when your character dies, you have to go back and kill them.
Yeah,
and then
they become your haters.
They become your haters. And then after they die, you put them in like a fucking freezer. A freezer so you can use them again. But again, what happens if they kill you? Like, if your hater kills you,
can you
just not use that character anymore? Or do you just have to kill them with...
You get a different character.
Yeah.
Or you could revive yourself if you have the death medals.
Yeah.
It's like we said, it's a very strange game.
It's a very strange game, and it's hard to explain in a short thing.
It's very... complicated.
It's very complicated. I'd like to try more of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's my thing or not. I don't think it is, but I'd like to keep trying more.
I played a little bit more of it
like
yesterday because, you know, Final Fantasy 15 has that 12 gigabyte patch that for some reason takes 8 hours.
That's PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
And so I was playing Let It Die, waiting for that to download.
Yeah.
And it's... The weird thing is the physics, I would say. because, like, you're either really fast or really clunky, and you transition between the two on a whim. Like, when you're fighting, your animations are, like, super slow, and you have to time it. But just walking around, it's like playing No More Heroes.
Yeah. It really is like that.
Actually, there's a bit of that in No More Heroes, because, like, when you're actually in the combat, it's very, like, your sword range is so long, and you kind of, like, jump forward with every slice, so it ends up feeling a lot more clean than this. Yeah. Because you're, like, it's, like, super cinematic, and you're, like, you keep rushing forward, but this one's, like...
Yeah. The actual attack animation feels a lot more Dark Souls-y.
Yeah.
Something else I've noticed, though, is that it's basically, like, you have no reason to use, like, any weapon. Because your fists are just so broken.
Yeah, but it is nice to impale people with everything.
Yeah. And there's a lot of really convenient things I like about that game. Like, I really dig its like, quick select menus.
Yeah.
Where it's like, so yeah, you control your left and right hand. It's very similar to Dark Souls.
Yes.
But it has, like, there's, like, two mini menus on, like, the corners, and, like, you press it however many times in each direction to select on that side.
Yeah.
And it's all just, like, really slick and...
Really good.
Really good.
And you have access to, like, your general items through the touchpad, and you swipe left and right and press down on it to use them, and it's really cool. Yeah.
Say you want a potion, you click the bottom right of it, and you swipe the touchpad to select a different one. It's just very...
intuitive.
Yeah, it's intuitive. It's intuitive UI.
And also, in a very Suda style, you're not actually, like, the character you're playing as is not actually, like... your character, even, like, with the other people. It's a game inside a game, because the main hub is an arcade.
Oh, yeah.
And the Grim Reaper runs the arcade.
Yeah. That's a pretty important thing to Okay, yeah, you sit down together and you play this game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
And if you go into the arcade, there are, like, two other people in the arcade. One of them gives you your quests, and the other is just, like, some general loser playing a fighting game and complaining about his life. And that's all he does.
The game's got some neat things. Yeah. I'd like to try it some more to see if the neat things continue to come. But I still don't really know where it's, like, monetization is. Because I haven't
It's in
really...
the death metals.
Is that it?
It's very minimal.
Okay.
Like, the only things you can spend real-world money on in the game, because it's using microtransactions and stuff, is... if you die, you can pay real-world money to just revive yourself on the spot and not have to start all over. And, like, that's it. That's all you... That's the only thing you pay for.
And they give
or,
you...
like, stupid bonus shit that doesn't matter.
Yeah. And they give you a lot of that stuff to begin with. Like, I think they give you, like, what was it, like, 10 or something death medals?
Yeah.
So you can just revive yourself 10 times for free.
And even then, the prices are also, like, stupidly low.
Yeah.
It's, like, $1 to revive yourself.
Hmm.
Which, in a game that... For one, is actually beatable. Like, there is an actual legitimate ending to Let It Die.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like, it's not a game designed for, like, it's designed for replayability, but it's not designed for just playing it constantly on one file, you know? It's, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
I really like how it does microtransactions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can play anything else?
I tried playing Final Fantasy XV, but then realized there was 3 hours of content I had to watch before playing it.
Yeah,
I didn't do that. What the fuck? Yeah, I'm not gonna watch King's Glaive.
But I'm no problem. Like, I still haven't.
Yeah,
but it's just like,
from what I understand, there's like a huge plot twist within the first like 2 or 3 hours of the game. Not even that basically sets the tone for the entire game. And the only thing that gives you context to this plot twist is the movie and the miniseries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, like,
which is 3 hours of content they could have just put in their game.
Yep. I'm not gonna fucking do that. You know, like...
Yeah, I'm just like... So like, the way I've, like, thought about it, I was just like, okay, well, you want me to do the other things? But, like, I don't watch anything, let alone fucking a garbage anime and probably a garbage movie.
Yeah.
So I'm just not going to. I'm going to review the game based off the merits of not having watched that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's,
And it's your fault. If you don't include that shit, it's your fault.
Yeah, it's their fault. I just want to bring up Final Fantasy XV, because there was this really, really garbage, like, literally straight out of Sonic Adventure 2 level of quality. And I want to see if you remember it. So when you're about to, well, before you fight Titan, I don't know if you got too much farther.
Like the first big boss fight, the big square thing.
Yeah. And you remember when Gladiolus pulls you aside and he's like mad at you because you're like being a slack or whatever?
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember that scene. It was the most painful, garbage scene in any video game I've seen in 10 years. So, like, Gladiolus is shouting at you. He does not, it's not a great voice acting job, but he's in character. And he's like, Noct, what are you doing? You need to keep your head straight. And he's just like, get off my back, dude. I'm like, yo, Noctis, are you here? I'm sitting here, like, it literally, there, like, and it, after I heard that scene, it solidified in so many places where I'm like, these guys weren't in the same room at the same time.
Yeah.
And maybe they were sometimes, but not a lot of the time. And I'm just listening to more dialogue, and I'm like, how could you have done this game with not having all four dudes in the same room?
Is that like a thing that I could miss, or was that like a...
It was, like, I don't know.
Maybe I wasn't completely paying attention.
Maybe you were like, you glazed over.
Maybe I glazed over, but I did that boss fight. I remember that boss fight sucking.
It was like while you were like running from him, and then like, it was like in between before you got to like, after you got split off from the party, but before you get like...
Yeah.
And it's just like, and he's just like, what are you up to? And it's just like, get off my back, dude. Like, casually. Like didn't even seem like it was from the same scene. And I was just like, this can't be happening. How are people giving this game of the year? It's not finished. It's not a complete game.
That must have glazed right the fuck over me.
I was just sitting here and I was just like, I can't believe that just happened. And I was just like, I really hope, I want to believe that the director was just a dumbass and... He was like, I need you to do it with less emotion or something. But I refuse to believe that this game was recorded, or any amount of it was recorded without having all four dudes in the same room. Yeah. There have been so many other games where it's just like, it doesn't even matter. Like, they'll be like side characters, but they're always in the same fucking place. And it, of all games to not have all four characters in the same room at the same time, this is a fucking travesty. If they probably did it in Japanese because they cared more about it. It's probably like a rushed, like... localization job, which is why that was a bit. But I don't know. My brother told me, because he beat the game and said the ending was made it worth it, which is a bold claim because he hates it almost as just as much as I do.
Yeah.
So I'm like working my way through it. I'm like, this ending has got to be pretty good. if he can say that it was almost worth playing just because of this ending.
Yeah.
And so, it just... It was real bad. It was real bad. But I, you know, it's not without its charms. I do think especially if you already have it.
Yeah,
I got it for Christmas. You should definitely play it.
So. Yeah, it was like $30 on Amazon.
Yeah.
So I figure that like even if I end up not liking it, it should have some level of quality to make it worth $30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can say 30.
Say 30.
So other than recent news, I found out that in addition to the 5 artists that are coming to Boston that I want to see, there's a 6th, and I can't go because I'm going out to dinner with my grandparents New Year's Eve.
Is it Christmas again?
No.
Do I get a second chance at getting a PC?
Is there a second chance at Carrie Fisher living?
No.
Oh my.
Bork, man.
Bork.
Bork. All right.
Bork.
So I got some dice. I got some questions. Everyone roll a percentage die and a d10, and we're going to answer the question you get, okay?
All right. Well, what are the questions? Hit me up with an example question. What are we?
Here's an example question. Define justice.
Whoa! I love it!
I'm out there and be like, well, what's your favorite movie?
Define justice!
What's your favorite soda pop?
Soda pop. Dude, I love that. Define justice. What a fucking
that was
great...
That's the first one I picked out on the list.
Are they always equally thought-provoking?
A lot of them are.
Let's fucking go.
Alright, I'll go.
Today we're gonna define justice.
Should I go first?
No, I
want to
go first.
Okay.
Here's a bowl and here's the dice. What you got? You can roll that one again.
Side.
Yeah, you can roll that one again.
20.
Okay, 20. Oh, Jesus. Tell us 5 facts about your first love, or if you haven't had one yet, invent the story of meeting them.
Okay. 5 facts. She was a girl. she was from Haiti. She had hair.
Jesus.
She wore glasses. And she played clarinet. All right.
Started off fucking strong.
I love how physically exhausted you sound.
All right, Pat, so
especially when talking about the clarinet. All right,
Pat, do you like Coke or Pepsi more?
What'd you get?
He rolled, got a 70. What's with these clean-ass numbers?
A
70.
A 70?
Yeah, a 7 and a double 0. 70.
700. How many questions does this page have?
70. What is something you find difficult to talk about, even though you know you should?
What the fuck?
What are these questions?
Can we find a new one?
Please?
Oh my god.
Dude, I love this.
I did not
what a great website this is. What is something you find hard talking about? Can you talk about it?
These questions.
We'll be right back after these short messages.
Oh my god.
Do you watch anime? Well, of course you do, you fucking nerd. If you go on crunchyroll.com/lifecast, you can get 15% off.
Unlimited anime. Daijoubu desu.
Naruto Shippuden. Watch online now. Free 7 days.
Man girl. Man.
A monster mech.
Monster.
Okay. Roll again, Greg and Pat.
Okay. Are these less life-defining?
Yes.
All right. These more friendly?
69.
Oh! It goes up to 50.
So half the time these rolls will be useless.
19?
Yeah.
Okay,
if you go over 50, just subtract 50.
We're doing a different...
What was it?
Please say it.
What was it?
The question. You don't have to answer it.
Okay.
God. The question was: you and the love of your life are having a baby. You're gonna choose the name.
What are they?
There's only one catch. Your partner insists that it be the name of a place, real or fictional. What do you name the baby? Sydney.
Laura Dran.
Don't do that to your child.
Nope, he's going to be Yordran, Lordran, Yarnum. I can't even remember the other. Drangleic.
How about that one?
What's Dark Souls 3? Do they even talk about the world?
The Boreal Valley?
That is a place.
That is a place.
There's
a dancer there.
Okay, roll!
Roll!
Do we have another one?
Okay, I'll keep rolling.
Yeah, you're getting a question that's simple.
70 again, so 20.
This big game has died.
If you were able to remake any movie, what would it be and who would you cast?
Reboot any movie.
Yay!
Okay, so this one is better. Okay.
Not in face. I'd be helping Tony to be like, your baby has died. What do you name the next one? Yeah, 19,
oh
now it's 20.
Reboot a movie.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Jeez.
Huh. I could have simplified the first one in hindsight. Whatever. Just what do you name your first kid?
I would love... This is a... I'm not much of a movie guy, so I don't really have the best answers for this. So what I'm just thinking is I would love to see the Nolan Batman trilogy, but you just replace Bale with Batfleck, and then the same movie, we just don't have, we're in hockey pads. We just cut that shit out. They'd have been like perfect films. Because like you can't have those movies where it's like, this is really good, yet like... I find the protagonist actually laughable. Like, I literally crack jokes on the protagonist's behalf throughout the second and third movie. First one, he wasn't that stupid.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you just had, like, a respectable Batman, like, just any Batman, really, any other Batman would have been fine. And I think those movies would have been, like, they were already fucking a phenomenon, but they would have been a fucking phenomenon.
With the capital.
Yeah. Alright, should I keep rolling or do you want to do
one? No, I'll skip ones that are deep.
Okay. Deep. Hashtag.
What is that? 90? No.
That's 89.
89.
So, 39.
Can you think of anything more boring than bird watching?
Birds aren't boring.
Yeah, I know they're not.
Shit.
Why are these on the same list? Alright.
What is more boring than
birdwatching? World of Warcraft.
Oh shit! Oh shit, no. Mars!
Alright, your turn, sister.
Driving in Final Fantasy 15.
No,
oh shit.
Thing. Waiting for Windows to update while just watching the circle go around perpetually. That's when you go get food. That makes me stressed, because it usually happens at night.
Golfing.
Golfing. All right. Whoa.
We have to fight.
Rude.
All right.
I mean, I this week have discovered the sickest golf shot it caught on video.
All right. Let's see what you did.
Golfing ain't boring if you're with Mario.
61.
61.
So 11. That's
11.
11.
We've not gone under 50 this whole time.
What's the biggest animal you've ever killed? Bugs count.
Whoa.
Have I killed anything? I don't think I
you
have.
Killed, like, by accident, maybe. Maybe you stepped on
yeah,
an
by accident,
or something.
Like, consciously.
Oh, I killed a mouse by screaming.
What?
So, apparently Sydney's been my canary this whole time.
Explain.
It probably had already eaten rat poison, but I screamed and then it died.
So it was just unfortunate
okay.
timing.
Okay.
That's hilarious.
Maybe you gave it a heart attack. Maybe it wasn't
probably.
Expecting.
Yeah, it was like a banshee.
Yeah. 71.
So 21.
One of us has to get under 50.
21. If you could automatically know how to speak any language or play any instrument, what would you choose?
German would be the ideal thing here, but...
Why are languages and instruments in the same question?
Because you both your mouth.
Your mouth. Mouth skills.
I don't care to play many instruments or, okay. or at all really. I probably want a language. What's a fucking useful language? I don't want to learn Spanish.
Chinese?
It's boring. I'd probably
yeah,
want to learn an Asian language.
Japanese?
Chinese or Japanese or something.
Japanese.
Maybe Korean.
Maybe Korean.
You could read more Japanese than Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit.
I want to learn a useful language that's also fun.
Yeah.
Latin.
No.
Ancient Greek.
No.
Sanskrit. Hieroglyphics.
Like, I'd say German in the moment, but like in the future, probably Chinese.
Okay.
Or Japanese.
All right.
Japanese.
Considering China
oh,
is going to
pretty language.
Much take over the United States.
Yeah, it might be nice to be able to greet our overlords.
I, for one, welcome our new Chinese overlords.
Yeah, they seem nice.
Yeah.
All right. 30.
Oh, it happened!
Woo!
No,
it's 300.
Oh.
No, it's 30. Have you ever bought an item of clothing because it reminded you of something a fictional character would wear?
Yes, but I don't remember what. It was a jacket. Yeah, it was a like a red and like blue jacket. Because it looked like the jacket that the main character of Zoid's New Century wore.
Hey.
Oh, okay. Alright.
Part of me was expecting, like, horrible, like, early teenage weeb stories. It was like, yeah, I remember I bought a Naruto headband.
I bought this bright orange jacket.
I bought a Homestuck sweater, so...
We were all
young. Characters wear those?
Yeah, they,
oh, okay.
Yeah, not like the sweater, but they have the symbol
okay.
on their outfits.
Yeah. Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right,
your turn.
My turn. I'm gonna get like
above his
gout.
Define justice.
No, 81.
81.
So 31.
31.
We already had.
I think we already did 31.
Did we?
No. If you were invisible for a day, what would you do?
Poke Dave.
No, he already can't see me because of the height difference. if I was invisible for a day, I don't know. I'd probably have a new wardrobe by the end of it.
Wouldn't they see the clothes moving?
Just yes. Floating away.
You think someone's gonna blame a ghost for shoplifting?
Well, that depends. So, like, let's say... So usually when you're invisible, your clothes go invisible too. So what you do is you go to the store naked, you put on the clothes, it becomes invisible, you leave, you disrobe, repeat, and continue.
Okay.
And if you run out of time, then you get arrested. It's no big deal.
you get arrested for theft and public nudity.
Yeah.
You know that.
Just time it well.
Yeah, 24
hours. You just have a stopwatch. That's all.
Wouldn't you not be able to see it?
Oh my god.
Shit.
You just go to one star as much as you can.
No, you set an alarm.
Okay, yeah. Set an alarm. All right.
Set multiple alarms. Yeah, so it's like, blah, blah, as all of a sudden your naked body is exposed. My alarm went off. Jesus.
In the middle of a clothing department store.
If it's like midnight to midnight, though, that would be... I think you'd be out of the store by then.
You could spend an invisible night in IKEA.
Oh, you could upload a video!
Oh my god, you could just be a ghost!
You could be the overnight challenge.
Oh my god, your Snapchats would be legendary! Because you're just like effectively a free camera. You can just do whatever you want.
Wait, when the Snapchat filters load on you?
No.
You're invisible?
No, she doesn't exist.
I mean, do they load on air?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. What if all those rogue Snapchat filters are just invisible people? Maybe we shouldn't think about that.
Instead, we should define justice.
Should.
No. How much time we got?
We're at an hour. Yeah.
What a great place to end it.
Sure.
Or we go around one more time if we want more shit to do.
Sure, okay.
Let's go around one more time.
Let me find a different... If we come up with duplicates, we'll just roll again.
Yeah.
Because
we should go back to the hashtag duplicate. 59.
So. 59. You're the sole witness to a mafia murder.
I hope there's no question. It just ends there. You are the sole witness to a mafia
murder. Witness protection has you set up with a whole new life in a totally different country. You have to leave everything behind, but you can pick where you move to. Where do you go?
Oh, Lord, you're on.
The abyss. Where would I go to? Fucking, I don't know, probably California.
Okay.
It's sensible. I'd probably get shit done there.
Oh yeah, game design.
Yeah.
Zero.
That's actually 100. That would be an amazing role in actual D&D and stuff. That's like,
so,
when you roll like the percentile down, you get 100. That's when you call God to help you.
Who's your favorite late night talk show host?
I don't have one. I don't watch TV.
Okay.
Who hosts Critical Role?
Matt Mercer.
That counts then.
Yeah, that counts.
All right.
They talk.
It's a show, and it's late at night.
All right, not by traditional definition, but you know what? We bend the rules here.
Yeah, dog.
97.
47.
Do you get along better with old people or little kids?
It depends, because sometimes old people talk about really boring shit.
Like racism.
No, not even.
Like, why people don't talk about racism?
No,
they just do it,
you know? No, I was going to bring this up earlier when I was talking about the Christmas party. My grandfather had been there not 2 minutes, sat down next to my aunt, and said, "So my sister died." I'm like, "You didn't even say hello."
Hello? It's me. I was wondering if your sister died, but you just fucking told me.
And then he followed it up with, "And then my niece died last week." I was like, what the hell?
Stop loving people that apparently aren't long for this world.
Talk with children. Most of them don't know about death.
Children are fucking rude, though.
Not all of them. Some
just like
are nice.
95%.
Yeah.
I find all the nice kids.
It's all right.
What you have to do is you have to find the shy kid who isn't friends with anybody and just likes to color.
Yeah.
Because then they open up to you while they color.
Yeah, and change their life.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
That didn't work for me because in my kid camp, you had to watch a group of at least 12 kids.
I mean, that's my group.
20.
Did we do 20 before?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yes.
Alright. 50. Well,
59.
59?
59.
So 9.
We did 9.
Yeah, yeah. I was supposed to do both of them, so. 57. 7, we do 7?
No, we didn't do 7.
We're skipping it.
I need to know.
For the record, it was, what would you be more embarrassed to buy, sex toys or adult diapers? You do not have to answer.
Adult diapers. 23.
If you curse loudly and then realize that there are children nearby, what's your reaction?
I've done this before.
I've done it. Literally yesterday for me.
Yeah, because, like, I worked with kids for a while. And I think I've told the story before, but they were playing football one day, and one kid just—he was trying so hard, he threw it. It went right into the woods. Like couldn't have thrown a better angle directly into the woods. I said, "What the fuck was that?" And all of them dropped and looked at me, and I'm like,
Zach.
I'll go get it.
You not only swore in front of children, but you destroyed that kid so much.
No, he was fine. He was a bully. He deserved it. Okay. Like I would always like kind of like low key pick on him because he deserved it.
Yeah.
And he would like it actually.
Oh no! Oh,
what the fuck? Because you know they usually say something back to me and you'd be like, okay, yeah.
So
this is how I gain your respect. I make fun of you.
Yes. That's the only way he knows.
Yeah. That was a good moment.
I literally had that yesterday. So like my niece was over, she's telling me about some anime, and like she's talking about like someone who did something to another character. That's fucked up. Like, my older brother is her father. So he's sitting here and he gives me a look and I'm just like, that's messed up. And he's like, and then we continue the chain. He's like, that's unfortunate. I'm like, that is certainly wrong. We just keep going back and forth for like a minute and a half.
I used to try to fix it, but now I don't. Now it just happens too much.
Yeah, like I think, as you can tell by how often I swear, I think that's bullshit. Like, there's so much better stuff you can instill into your kid instead of like these words you just can't use. You know what you should instill in your kid? You know, being fucking dope. I'm like, hey kid, be fucking amazing. That's all you gotta give a fuck about. You ain't gotta worry about like, oh man, did I say a word I wasn't supposed to say because fucking old people who are gonna be dead in 5 years like don't want me to say it.
Give him like a constant dopeness per hour meter. Yeah.
He's like, you need to be achieving at least 3 dopes an hour.
Or you're sleeping outside.
Are you sleeping outside?
And that would be dope. Leg points?
Yeah.
No, they'd be called dad points at that point.
And that kid's gonna be dope as fuck.
I feel like they'll get the assignment at school that's like, write one thing that your parents tell you every day and be like, my dad tells me be fucking dope.
Yep. Every single day.
Other kids are like, brush their teeth, make my bed, eat my vegetables, be fucking dope.
Alright, who's next?
Roll.
Let's see. 61, so 11.
Yeah, we got that one.
Yeah, we did 11.
Yeah, I think that was like 16, though.
Oh, was it 16?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The double digits is the second digit. Oh.
Well, it's 16.
Do you bite your nails?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been doing this entire podcast.
I haven't noticed this. Wow, what a
great
question.
I mean, you rolled 16.
I learned so much more about you.
65?
15.
What was your favorite Halloween costume as a kid? How about as a teen adult? As a kid, it was probably a dinosaur.
Hey!
As an adult, it's probably still a dinosaur. I'm all simple. Right. All right.
I remember every year for Halloween, I was a Power Ranger for like 6 years straight.
I was a Power Ranger once for Halloween. I was the green one.
I was one of those shitty motherfuckers, like who got like the joke outfit. So I was a couch potato once. I was a couch and a potato together.
So you are a potato.
Yeah, I was. Full circle. Fucking circle.
Shit.
No wonder why the potato god chose you.
He saw me from above or below because they come from the ground.
They came from the sky, a lot of people would be dead.
Yeah, just fucking falling potatoes. Coming in at fucking
full speed.
What's it called?
The terminal velocity.
I haven't watched Mythbusters in a long time. Rest in peace. What a great show. That show's my life.
It's still running.
Yeah. Running. They're doing reruns.
Oh.
Yeah, fucking well, Flintstones is running.
No, they're turning it into a reality show. They're
Mythbusters?
Yeah, well, they're making a reality show to find the next two Mythbusters. and then they're gonna make another Mythbusters.
I volunteer. Let me do it.
There's also a YouTube channel for it.
Huh? What? I mean, science, English, they both have words. They both have letters.
You're not wrong. All right, what a great place to end it.
What a great place to end it, other than, like, because we came full circle on the potato roof.
Yeah.
So good. All right. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm a sludge.
Number 34.